Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing the sugya of Eidus and Dayanus and women and a lot of fun stuff. The shir is going to be based on the unbelievable Sefer. I don't think I ever stopped getting enough from the Sefer. The Or Avram, this is on the Sefer Shmos, page Kuf Yud Zayin, on the Haftorah of Parshas Bishalach. And it was written by Avram Gurevitz, who's a very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim. And let's begin. This year should be a schus for a fuish lema, for Mira Mindel bas Chava Golda, b'soch Shachol Yisrael, Tobias bas Tamagasya, and for Zara Shel Kayama, for Ravamis ben Shoshana Rezel, and for Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rochel, b'soch Esti Sara bas Ariella, amongst all other Jews that need Zara Shel Kayama. It says in the Pasuk in Shoft in Perak Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, that Dvoro Isha Nevia, she was a prophet, Dvoro, she was the wife of Lapidos, and she used to judge the Jewish people, Be'esihi at that time. So, Tosfos in Shavuos on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis says as follows: how is it possible for a woman to be a shofetes? It says anybody who is an aide can also be a dayan, and we know that a woman can't be an aide. So, if a woman can't be an aide, a woman also can't be a dayan. So how is it possible? It says Shavuos Eidus Noheget Bein Banoshim VeLo Banoshim. Women aren't Eidim. And if that's the case, a woman is also Psula Ladon. If she can't be an Eid, she can't be a Dayan, because it says in Nida Kol Kasher Ladon Kasher LaHaid. So if she can't be a Dayan, then how is it Shaykh that the Dvorah should be an Isha Neviya Shofta, that she was Shof, that she judged the Jewish people? The Pasuk says that she is in Shoft and Perak Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, that she judged the Jewish people. How is it Shach that she judged the Jewish people if she was a woman? And a woman is Psula Ladun. Azoyet Gefrek, Toysis and Shavuos, Nav Chav Tes on the base. And Toysis gives us two answers. Number one, she wasn't really a judge. She used to teach them halachas. Number two, Lefisha Haisa Neviya Hayu Makavla Mosa Aleyim. Since she was a Neviya, they accepted her upon them. That's the second teretz. So the first teretz is that she would just teach them dinim. And the other teretz is no, that since she was in Avia, they were makabel her upon them. So it emerges according to the first answer, that it says in the Pasuk that she judged the Jewish people, it doesn't literally mean that she judged them. Rather, she just taught them the laws of judging. That's what it means. She would teach them the laws, but she wouldn't literally judge. She would teach them the laws of judging. But according to the second parish, this Lashon can be understood, Kipshuto, that she was mamish, she shofta as Yisrael, she mamish judged the Jewish people. And how's a chayach, a woman is psula ladun. And therefore we have to say that they were makabel, her upon themselves, like we see in Sanhedrin, Vavam Aleph, that even somebody who's psula ladun, if they're makabel, the person upon themselves, then he can be done. It also says there in the Gemara, that if they want that the din should be in din Torah, so this dayan has to be makabel lefi adin. He has to make sure that he's judging according to Din Torah if they accept this dayan upon themselves. And in Astam, they probably wanted that Dvorah should judge according to Din Torah. And that's why Tosfos added, since she was in Avia, they were makabel her upon themselves. What do you mean, since she was in Avia? An Avia, in order to be a prophet, prophetess, you have to know Chochmas HaTorah. Like the Rambam says in the 7th parak of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah and Halacha Aleph, that the Nevuah is only chal on a person who's a Chacham Gadol. Therefore, since Devorah was a Chachama, was a Neviya, must be she was a Chachama, and Memela, she can judge the Jewish people, Al-Pi Din Torah. Also, we can say the Pshat in Tosis is that we have to be possibly Medayik from the Pasuk that Tosis' second parish seems more correct. Because the Pasuk starts and it says that Devorah was an Isha Neviya. Now, in this Pasuk, it's not talking about her Nevuah. The Iker of this Pasuk is that she judged the Jewish people. And then that's Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey. It says V'yoshevus tachas tomer dvorah ve'alu elav bnei Yisrael amishpat. So there it's also talking about mishpat. So Dalet and Hey, Pesukim Dalet and Hey are talking about the fact that she was a judge, mishpat. And only in Pasuk Vav, there it starts talking about her nevuah. So why then earlier on already in Pasuk Dalet does already mention the fact that she was a nevuah? It was only Shaykh to Pasuk Vav when She had a nevuah to Barak ben Avinoam. There the nevuah is important. So why does it already mention the nevuah earlier in Pasuk Dalet? So therefore it's mashma lefi pshuto, that this, that she was in a via, is also nogel in yinam mishpat. And that since she was in a via, they were makabel, her, upon themselves, that she should be a shofetes, that she should be a judge. Therefore, it seems from the fact that in the pasuk that it says he shofetes Yisra, it also mentions that she was in a via. Why is that relevant? It's relevant if you say that she would actually judge, and she was a chachama. And she would use her chachma in order to judge. So since she was in a via, and therefore a chachma, they were makabel her upon themselves to be done din Torah. And that's mashma, like the second peiris says they were Avram in Tosus. Even though possibly you can also say it's mashma, like the first peiris in Tosus. Tosus says, well, the first peiris is melamed l'slam dinim. So why does it say she was in a via? So, because she knew a lot. It's the only way you can be in a via. But, so you can really look at it both ways. Akopanim, according to the Or Avram, you can read from the Pasuk, like the second parish in Tosfos, that since she was in a via, they were makabel, her upon them, and that's why the Pasuk specifically mentions that she was in a via. But since she was in a via, it must be she was a chachama. Since she was a chachama, they were makabel her to judge them. They were makabel her as a shofetes. So we see from this that the inyan of nevuah that she had only helped that they should be makabel her. That since she was in a via, for the melech of chachma, they were makabel her as a shofetes, as a judge. However, the ikar din Torah, when she actually judged, it wasn't mitzad her nevuah. Because nevuah doesn't help, because lo b'shamayim hi. So that's where we're standing right now, sweetest friends. That Devorah was a nevuah. That's what the Pasuk tells us. And the Pasuk tells us that in order to tell us that's why they were makabel her upon them, because that means she was a chachama. And since she was a chachama, she can be shofet, she can be shofet al pi din Torah. Because they were makabel her, not strictly speaking as a judge, who meets all the laws of being a judge, but they were makabel her outside of the realm of the strict law of Dionysus. That it says in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat and Magalim Sif Beis and in the Gemara Tanhajim Davav, that you can be makabel yourself a dayan, even somebody who's pasul ladan. So they were makabel Dvorah, and they wanted her to be done al pi din Torah, and they achieved that by making sure that she was a neviyah, which means she was a chacham, which means she can be judge al din Torah, al pi din Torah. However, at the end of the day, when she's judging, it's not, sweetest friends, al pi din Torah. It's not al pi nevuah. She's not using her nevuah to judge din Torah. Why is she not using her nevuah to judge din Torah? Because lo b'shamayim hi. You're not allowed to use your nevuah to judge din Torah. However, we have to be ma'ayin in the Gemara in Yuma. There it says, and daf ayin hey amar aleph tanya, Reb Yesi Oimer, just like a Navi would tell the Jewish people what's in all the hidden places, mashe b'chor, mashe b'stokin, so to Haman, haya magid leham l'Yisrael, mashe b'chor, mashe b'stokin. The man would also tell the Jewish people what's in the hidden places, what's in the cracks. How did it work? So two people would come in front of Moshe for judgment. This guy says, you stole my slave. And this guy says, no, I didn't steal it. You sold him to me. And Moshe said, we'll see in the morning. The next morning, we would see where the man fell. If the man fell by the first guy, you know he's the... by his first master, then you know that the other guy stole him. And if it falls by the second master, then you know that he was sold. So you see that even l'gabei hotzas mamon midei hamuchzok, to take mamon out of the hands of the muchzok, you can be done mikarech nevuah. Because Moshe was done al-pi, how the man fell. And that's a big tzarech iyun. Because you see that al-pi nevuah, al-pi, a simen min ha-shamayim, we say lo b'shamayim hi. But al-pi, the simen min ha-shamayim, where the man fell, they were determining where who this abbot belongs to. So we can say that we have to mechalek between din and mishpat al-yedei nevuah and edus al-yedei nevuah. What does that mean? That if the nevuah is b'toras edus, to be mevarer how it happened, so there you can be somech on nevuah to determine how it happened, what the metzias is. But to be machriya din, to make a judgment, to pass judgment based on a nevuah, there we say lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. You can't paskin din Torah al yedei nevuah, like it says in Tumor and Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. And therefore, like Abi Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was Huvur min Hashemayim, that the man determined, Hashem determined, Hashem showed who really owned this slave, whoever got his portion of man. So that is like an Eidus. That's just showing, hey, that's testifying to the fact that he belongs to A or B. But the actual din in the Mishpat, oh, so now Moshe went ahead and he judged. He used his own Chachmah to judge. So if Min HaShemayim, the guy has all the facts, and then they're telling him how to decide, that can't be decided by Shemayim. But to provide the facts so that he can decide, that Shemayim can do. So there they were just providing the facts. Look, he lives with this guy, and now Moshe will judge. So it's like Eidus that he belongs to Reuven and not to Shimon, to Shimon and not to Reuven. But if he would have the facts, and then in Shemayim they would say, Reuven's right or Shimon's right, that already we would not be, that's possibly what you can say here. Of course, here one can argue this is mamish, this is being machriya the case. One could argue that, but I see a little bit more the tzad of the Or Avram, that here it's not really being machriya any case. It's being made. Look, the man fell down here. That's like Eidus that he belongs to Reuven. And now Moshe Rabbeinu uses his chachma to be shofet and done. Said, okay. So now Moshe paskins that it belongs to Reuven. In the Kovetz Shiurim of Rebbe Elchanan, in Chelek Beis, in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, he brings the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah to Sanhedrin. In Perek Nigmar Adin, the Rambam says, Vida, Shaharigas Yoshua la'achan haisa harasha, when Yoshua killed Achan, it was a harasha, it was only a temporary measure, l'fisha tarasenu amitis, ena mechayevis misa, alachoyte bodasa v'atzma. The Torah isn't mechayev misa to a sinner when he admits it. And not the nevuah of a Navi who said that he did this maisa. As we learn in the book of Yoshua, Perek Zion, that Pasuk Chof, and Achan answered Yoshua, and said, it's me, I'm the one who took the booty. I saw a beautiful Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and one bar of gold weighing 50 shekel. I desired them, I took them. And you may see that they're hidden in the ground in my tent with the silver beneath it. Yeshua sent mattresses, they ran to the tent, found it. And then Yeshua took Achan, the silver and everything, and they brought him to the valley of Achor, to Amak Achor. And Yeshua said, you caused us so much trouble, Hashem's going to cause you trouble. And the Jewish people pelted him with stones. So you see from this story that Achan was killed, he was moided. Says the Rambam, that's a harasha, because we're not mechayev a person misa, based on his hodah, not a nevuah. So we see from this Rambam that you're not mekabel the edus of a navi in a beis din. That's what it seems from this Rambam, not in his hodah, and not on v'lo b'nevuas navi shi'om hashasaz ha'maisa, and not if a navi says that he did it. And on this writes Rebbe Chanan in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, ha'dahainu dafka b'makom shetzorach shneidim k'sheir. When you need two proper Eidim, it's Exeris HaKosav Alpishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover, and even Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin wouldn't be believed in Mokum Shetzarech Eidim, and even though Moshe and Aaron, you know, are telling the truth. But you can't pask in the din unless there's Eidus K'sheir, and Moshe and Aaron are brothers, and I consider Eidus K'sheir. But in Isurim of Eid Echad, where Eid Echad is Naaman, and all other Psulim Leidus are also Naaman, there all we need is a Gilui Milsa, that's what happened. And there we can say that an Eidus Navi is good. So when you need proper Eidus, says Rebbe Chanan, an Eidus Navi is no good. But when you don't need proper Eidus, when Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, Psule Eidus are Ksherim, in those out of the ordinary cases, where you don't need proper Eidus, there you can be made, you can be Somech on the Eidus of a Navi. And Rebbe Chanan brings a number of Rayas to this, he said, that in Isurim you can be Somech on a Navi. So it would seem from Rebbe Chanan that even the Gabe Mamon, even the Gabe Mamon, you wouldn't be able to be Somech on the Eidus of a Navi. And if that's the case, why? Why wouldn't you be able to Somech on the Eidus of a Navi, the Gabe Mamon? Because by Mamon you need proper Eidus. It's Dafka, the Gabe Isurim, that Eid Echad Neman be Isurim. There you don't need proper Eidus, there you can be Somech on a Navi. But the Inyane Mamon, there where you need proper Eidus, you can't be Somech on a Navi. We have a kasha. What about the Gemara in Yuma? Ain hey about the man? There we see that even though we're talking about hotzas mamon, so what do we want to say before? We wanted to say it's not really a Dayanus. Dayanus, no, you can't dan al pi nevuah. But Eidus, yes, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was dan himself. Yeah, that's very nice, but we see, according to Rabbi Chanan, it would come out that even according by Eidus Mammon, you wouldn't be allowed to be Sonech. Because Eidus Mammon requires proper Eidus. And in the Gemara in Yuma, you see that even if you say that, that's not considered Dayanus. It's not that God decided the case. He just provided the facts. He was like an aid. Shemayim was like an aid when the man fell. So how are you allowed to be Somech and Eidus Min HaShemayim? You're not allowed to be Somech and Eidus Min HaShemayim because you need proper Eidus. When is a Navi no good, or Alpi Nevuah, or Alpi Shemayim? Anytime you need proper Eidus, including Mammon. So there in the case, in Yuma, it's a case of Mammon, and you need Eidus. And since you need Eidus, Shemayim shouldn't work. When does Shemayim work? When you don't need proper Eidus. When it's a surim, for example, Eidachanem b'surim, p'suli Eidus arksherim. There, you can be Somech and Anavi on Shemayim. But when you need proper Eidus, like in Inyanei Mammon is, ay, 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 in such an instance, according to Rabbi Chanan, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be allowed to be, when you need proper Eidus, like Mammon is, you wouldn't be allowed to be Somech on Shemayim. So how then was Moshe Rabbeinu Somech on the Mammon? Even if you say it's Eidus, it's not judging the case, just Eidus. Eidus can't be Min HaShemayim. So therefore, we have to say, Rabbi Yisai, I'm so excited to share this with you, a big yisod, that there is a fundamental difference between the din of Eidus that was stated with respect to Dinei Nefashos and the like, and Eidus of Dinei Mamonos. Look in the Rambam, in Mitzvah Leisasei Reish Tzadi, the Rambam had geschreibt as Hizhir Hadayin Shleilachtuch Hagdarim Ba'imid Hadas Hachozok Va'afilu Hayakarov Le'emes Kontrod Fu Sone Lahargoi Uli Natzel Mimenu Yikonet Bevayis Echad Varedif Acharov. So you shouldn't be judging Alpi Umdina, even if you're pretty sure, you're almost certain that this Umdina, this assessment that you made, is correct. Example, Reuven runs after Shimon into a building, and he has his sword in his hand, and then you walk into the building, and you see that Shimon has a sword in his stomach, and he's got blood, and he's dying, and so he's this guy's bleeding to death, and then the hoire and then his sone is holding the knife, and the knife is filled with blood. So you didn't actually see the Maisa Hariga, but listen, he's running after him with a knife, and afterwards you see him, the guy's lying, bleeding to death, and his sone is holding onto the knife. That's pretty certain that the sone is the one who did it, but it doesn't matter. Why? Hareza Arodif Loyagu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin's not allowed to kill him. They didn't actually see the Maisa Hariga. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to kill this guy because there's no Eidus that Reuven ran after Shimon. There's no Eidus that Reuven actually killed Shimon, even though it's an Umdina. But we're not killing based on Umdina. So we see from the Pashtus Divrei Rambam that we're not, by Dinei Nefashos, we're not Somech and Umdinas. But by Dinei Mamonos, are we Somech and Umdinas? The answer is affirmative. Yes, we are. Also, look in the Rambam, in the 20th Perek of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, that also says that we're not Somech and Umdinas, but Dinei Nefashos. Perek of Dalet, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Yesh ledayin lodim Dinei Mamonos, al pi advarim, shedata note lehem, shem emes, ve'adavro chazak b'livo shu'ukein, afo pi shein raya brura. So in the 24th parak in Halacha Aleph, he writes that a dying can be done dinei mamonos based on what his das is nota, what seems logical for him. And it's very strong in his heart that it's like that, even though there's no raya brura. So in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Rebbe Chanan brings chiluke deos bein haposkim, do we say umdina lohitzi mamon or not? The Rambam seems to say we do. We are motzi mamon with an umdina. So we see, mizeit ois, if I'm saying it correctly, that the Rambam is mechalik between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. That Dinei Mamonos, we are Somech and Umdinas, Dinei Nefashos we're not. And even according to the Shitas HaPoskim, that aren't mechalik, but there are other chilukim between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. That for example, there are Rishonim who say that we say Migu Lahotzi Mammon. Migu can be Motzi Mammon, but not Migu to kill, Legabe Nefashos. So there are Chilukim between other chilukim, between the Eidus and Dini Mamanis and Eidus and Dini Nefashis. To explain this, we need to bring the Tumim. The Tumim is brought by the Kovetz Shiurim, and the Tumim writes as follows. Now we're going to get to our Yisod, sweetest friend. What's the idea of Eidus? Eidus by Mammon, the Eidim are there to verify the truth. Since the whole point of the Eidus in Mammon is to do what? To verify the truth, the veracity of the story. If it is clear to the Beis Din that what's being said is true, even from a birdie told me, you're motzi mamon. V'doros harishonim ayotzin mamon al piyum dina. The earlier generations would be motzi mamon, says Rebbe Chanan, this is in the name of Rebbe Yonasan Eibishitz, it's Tumen. And the earlier generations, they'd be motzi mamon al piyum dina. Ma she'en kem b'dinin nefashos to be in an edus gemura. Unlike dinin nefashos, there you need edus gemura. So the Tumim writes, Rabbi Chanan writes in the name of the Tumim, that Me'ikar Adin, you could be Motzi Maman even based on what a birdie said. And it could be Motzi Maman Alpi Umdina. The whole point of Eidus is just to verify the truth. But not Nefashos. Nefashos, we need a stark eidus. It's not just a din in knowing what happened, but you need a proper halachic eidus. And that's because there's a fundamental difference between nefashos and mamonis. What's the difference between nefashos and mamonis? In mamonis, if Reuven is chayiv money to Shimon, whether or not we can prove it in the Beis Din, Reuven is still chayev mamon to Shimon. So if Reuven is makhish and he doesn't want to pay, so the malve, let's say Shimon, can't force him to pay without a raya, motzi mechavra with a raya. But klapei shmaya galya, it's clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Reuven owns Shimon money. So we see from here, and there's a big yisod in the Achronim. It could be you're listening to this and saying, I know this already, but it's still good to work it through and hear it again. The yisod is, my sweetest friends, that in Eidus Mammon, we're just trying to verify the truth. We're just trying to clarify what happened. And even if we don't clarify it, it's still the truth. Reuven owes Shimon money, whether we have a Ryan Beis Din or not. The question is, can we force Reuven to pay Shimon? For that, you need Eidim. So the whole necessity of Eidim isn't to create a Chiyuv Mammon. The whole purpose of the Eidim is just to see what the truth is. That Beis Din should know that there's a Chiyuv Mammon. But the Eidim and the Beis Din are not creating the Chiyuv Mammon. The purpose of the Eidim and Beis Din is just to say, there is a Chiyuv Mammon. Because you proved to us there's a Chiyuv Mammon. But that doesn't mean there's not a Chiyuv Mammon if the Beis Din doesn't know about it. There's still a Chiyuv Mammon. But the Beis Din's only going to get involved if you can prove it to them. But there's a Chiyuv Mammon with or without the Beis Din. Hashem can't deny nefashes. If this person was Mechal Shabbos, he's really not Chayav Misa, unless it's Mizbar and Beis Din, and they pass in a Chiyuv Misa. And if they don't pass in a Chiyuv Misa, even if Klapei Shmaya Galya, that he was Mechal Shabbos, or he was a Ratzeh Chas V'Shalom, both are Chas V'Shalom. So, Beis Din aren't Mevar the Chiyuv Misa. Beis Din are creating a Chiyuv Misa. So in other words, in one word, Rabbi Isai, my sweetest friend, I love learning with you. The Yesod is that in Mamanis, the Eidim and the Beis Din don't create the Chiyuv. They just clarify their mevarer that there is a chiyuv. In Nefashos, they create the chiyuv. If they don't say he's chayiv, he's not chayiv. So in Nefashos, Beis Din really has two jobs. First, they're mevarer that it happened, and then they create the chiyuv. But the beirur isn't enough. First, they have to be mevarer, and then they have to be kover chiyuv misa. And since that's the case, so now we can be mechalek in the din of Eidus. If we're talking about Eidus Mamanis, that the Iker Inyan Eidus is to be Mevar, the MS, so the Chiyuv exists no matter what. Just the Beis Din has to be convinced that it's true in order to force Reuven to pay Shimon. So there you can say that any proof helps, as long as Beis Din is convinced, because the Chiyuv exists without them. So the only purpose of the Eidim is just to convince the Beis Din that it's true. So even if a bird convinces the Beis Din that it's true, even if it's an Umdana convinces Beis Din that it's true, they can still pass in based on that. Because it's true without the bird, without the Beis, without the Umdana, it's true. The Umdana was just mevar to them that it's really true. But even if they didn't have this Beir, it would still be true. They just didn't know about it. It's emes that I exist, whether or not somebody else knows that I exist. He doesn't create my existence by knowing that I exist. God does, but nobody else, if I may get philosophical for a moment. But Hashem came, and that's like the name Ominous. There's a chi of Mammon, whether or not the Beis Din knows, that we just have to convince them in order they should get involved. Hashem came, Dinin of Fashas, there the Beis Din is Mechadish the Chiv. So the whole Din and Koich of Beis Din is a Din of Chidish. They have the Koich of Mechadish the Chiv Misan and Onish on a person. And there we can say that in Dafka, in a case where the Torah was Koveya, this Din Misa, there, they have the Koch to be Mechayiv. When does Beis Din have the Koch to be Mechayiv at Din Misa? Only if they have two proper Eidim. And there the Torah says, like the Rambam quotes, V'naki v'tzadik al taruk, can't kill somebody innocent, meaning they have to be Koveh Misa. They have to be Koveh Chiyuv Misa. Don't be Koveh Misa al pi umdina. Because here you'd be Mechadish something new. If you're Mechadish something new, you need a much starker Eidus. Not just an umdina, not just an Ov Poreach. You need a proper Eidus. Chiyuv to be Mechadish a Chiyuv Misa. If the Chiyuv would already exist like it does in Mamanus, so it exists even without you. So you just know the truth, so make him pay. And that's Dafkin Din Nefashis that we said, that the Eidim aren't just, they're not just a Beirur Dover, they're Mechadish a Chiyuv. And since again, they're Mechadish a Chiyuv, Memela, we need proper Eidim. We need, the Beis Din needs much more of a Koch to be Mechadish somebody Misa, because they're Mechadish the Chiyuv. So in order to be Mechadish, for that you need proper Eidus, Masha Enkein. When you're dealing with Mammon that it already exists, there it's enough, you have an Umdin and an Ov Poreach. And now we can be mechalek between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mammon as Linyan Eidus Navi. That even though it's true, if the Navi says it, it's emes. And it's probably even better than an Umdina. But in Dinei Nefashos, the Beis Din is being mechadish at Din Misa. And there, there's Xeris HaKosov, that for Din Misa you need Eidim. Not Rayas, not Hochachas, not Ov Poreachs. Not that it's an umdenam demuchach. No. You mamish need a proper eidus for them to be mechadish a chiyuv misa. Masha'en kein. And therefore a navi wouldn't help. Masha'en kein dinei mamanis. That it's just to be to verify the truth. For that, a navi would work. And now we have a fundamental chiluk between the Eidus of Mammon and the Eidus of Nefashos. In the Eidus of Mammon, the Eidus is just clarifying what happened. The Eidus of Nefashos, it has to create. And therefore when they judge, the Eidus, you need proper Eidus to create the new Chiyuv Misa. And then the judge has to be Kover the Chiyuv Misa. So that explains the Man case. Why in the case of the Man, did Moshe Rabbeinu Paskin based on Nevuah? Because it was Dinei Mammonis, and the Eved belonged to Reuven, or the Eved belonged to Shimon, no matter what. Whether Moshe Rabbeinu knew about it or not. And the Man falling down was just Mevar. So therefore you can be Somech on that. So that's all in the realm, just like you can be Somech on any good Beirur, like an Ov Poreach, or like a Navi, or like an Umdana. So that's all with respect to Eidus in Dinei Mammonis. But what about the Beis Din in the Dinei Mammonis? The Beis Din in the Dinei Mammonis, they have to be machriya what the Din Torah is. And mikoach, the bearer of the Din Torah, they have the koach to be machriya to force the nitba to pay. Now, if you have to be machriya b'Din Torah, now we're back to Lo B'Shamayim. In order to be machri and din Torah, you can't be somech on nevuah anymore. And therefore, a judge can't judge based on nevuah. So now we're machadish like this. That when it comes to edus, we have a chiluk between nefashis and mamonis. As we said, nefashis creates, and mamonis clarifies, verifies. But when you're dealing with the dayan, with the judging part, not the edus, the judging part. The judging part is a chiluk. The judging part, we can compare the two. Mamonis is just like nefashis. Because just like in nefashis, the edim, the judges create something new, so too by mamonis. Because in mamonis, after all the facts are presented, so now they have to be machriya al pi din Torah. And you can't be machriya, you can't paskin. When if in order to paskin you needed to use your heavenly powers, that you can't do. So there's one we're dealing with, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't paskin with his heavenly powers. It fell down, the man, and you saw, oh, the Eved belongs to Shimon. The Seder said, now Moshe uses his Seichel, and he says, he paskins, the Eved belongs to Shimon. But let's say all the facts are presented to the Dayan, and now the Dayan is has to be machriya. He doesn't know how to be machriya. Pitom, the Dayan has a nevuah, and the nevuah tells him who the money belongs to. That, sweetest friends, doesn't work. Because when he's paskining al pidin Torah, so here he's really creating something new. Here, I don't know if it's mamish ad kadei kach like dini nefashis that he's creating something there, they mamish create the chi of misa. But here, you could say that in mamonis, it already exists al pi Torah. He's just mevar what exists al pi Torah. But still, at the end of the day, it's not like edus. Edus is just presenting the facts. Presenting the facts you can have through nevuah. But paskining a shaila, that you can't use your himmel dika kochos. Paskining a shaila, for that you can't use nevuah. You can't use baskal. Because now you have to be machriya bedin Torah. You have to use your powers of reasoning in order to paskin this shaila. When it's edus in mamonis, you're not using your powers of reasoning. So bevakasha, anything that helps you verify the facts is good enough. But when you have to use your power of reasoning to be a dayan, there you can't use shamayim. So now we go back to our Tosfos. What did Tosfos say in Shavuos, the Gabi Dvar Nevi'ah? That even if you say Shimamish was done, we have to say that they were makabel themselves upon her ladun. Mikoach what? Mikoach chochmosa. Like Tosfos writes, since she was in Nevi'ah, hayu makabel mosaleh, they were makabel her upon themselves, i.e. not al tzur nevuah, but al tzur that she was a chachoma, and therefore they were makabel her upon themselves to judge, because she can judge al pi Torah based on her chachma, because she can only be a nevi'ah if she's a chachoma, if she's wise. But not that she paskin al pi nevuah, because frankly you can't paskin al pi nevuah. To paskin, to be done mikoach nevuah, that there we say lo b'shamayim hi. So we are mevar b'li ayin b'li be'ezus Hashem yizbarach. You know, I wanted to say something. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, and it's really true, it really was Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, who mevar Yisodos and Dine Eidus and Dionys. That when it comes to Eidim, by the in Mammon, they are mevarer the Eidim. When it comes to Nefashis, they are creating. Their Eidus, together with what the Dayanim do, is going to create the Chiyuv, and therefore you need a proper Eidus. When the Dayanim paskin that he's chayiv misa, they need the proper edus in order to make such psak. So that's mechadesh, that's yotzer, the chayiv misa, whereas mammon, the edus is just mevarer. And then when we deal with the actual psak, even in mammonis we said, that is creating, because you have to use your powers of reasoning and compare it to something in the Torah, that's more of a chiddush. So for that, you have to use your seichel, and there shamayim can't help you. You're not just mevarer something that's already true. You're making it true, because the Torah says that it's up to you. You decide how the halacha should be, because it's really lo b'shamayim hi. And we decide, based on our powers of reasoning, what the halacha should be. So to paskin a shayla, you can't get help from shamayim. And therefore, when Tosfos says that she was in a via, and therefore they were makabel her to paskin for them, to be a dayan for them, that is only based on her powers of reasoning, her chachma. And since she was such a big chachma, She can therefore judge them al pitora, but not due to her powers of nevuah. And she will be zochem et Hashem l'lomoru l'lamed l'shmor l'asuz l'kaimus kol divrei sarasu b'yavo. Amen. Kain yiratzon shalom shalom sviyitzatz.